morning and good evening. How are you doing today, as it is every day? New day, new reality, new form of opinion, new format. Or do you want to be an informant? An informant is somebody who learns information and brings it to a person that they can do something with the information. So what I'm here to talk about is something in particular. Something tubular, something uncharacterized, something I haven't even thought up of yet. But yet, as the day carries on, the plan unfolds, light, the life, and the information. It all just arrives. Isn't that funny how information just arrives to us? You know, it's like we're all static electricity and we're all radio boxes, you know? We all have information that arrives to us when somebody brings something up. And then it can be paralyzing and it can be enhancing. You know, if somebody's opinion about us is that, oh, we have this problem. The problem is made apparent. It's made apparent, the problem is. It's like, how do we stop this problem? An example of this would be is if somebody had a troubling time spelling. And then, say, for instance, somebody, you know, reinforces that and says, oh, they can't spell anything. They can't spell things correct. Anything. A-N-Y-T-H-I-N-G. Anything. They can't spell anything. So you have to think about it for a second. You know, how do you spell anything? If somebody says, I don't know how to spell anything, or they don't know how to spell anything. Moral of the story is that people give us our abilities and they take them away. With the power of support or confidence in one another, then we have the support that we need to lift ourselves up and be successful at what we do. When I was younger, it was a time in my life where I would be spelling in class. And the first spelling test I ever got, I got all of them wrong for except one word. They were all marked in red. All marked in red. And I was like, they're all marked in red. That must mean it's a good thing. It must mean I got them all correct. They had a check mark next to all of them. Yep. Yep, this one's good. Yep, this one's good. Yep. This one's good. They're all good. And then I walk home, and then my reality changed when I was like, look at how good I did on my spelling test. And they're like, you got all of them wrong for except one. Except for one. I was like, really? That's my reality? I guess I'm not that smart. And that kind of made me upset, you know, it kind of made me think to myself, what is there to do when nobody has the support for you? You know, the first trial was, you know, nobody told me I was a good speller, nobody told me I was a bad speller, but I would just be fooling around in class, not really paying attention to the teacher trying to teach spelling or anything. But does it always go back to the teacher? You know, is the teacher the one that develops the skills of a person? And if a teacher's not teaching the correct way, can they possibly learn the subjects and the material in order to be successful at what they do? Every teacher teaches to the way that they understand things, but everybody understands things differently. So it's up to the individual to learn things, you know, through the way that they, the method that they understand and can learn things. Learning is a important tool. Are you learning anything from listening to this broadcast? You're learning about support. And I don't mean the type of support where somebody says, oh, you can do it, you're doing a good job, you're doing a great job, you know, oh, you're succeeding, oh, congratulations, oh, let me give you a like on Facebook, oh, let me favorite this, oh, this is a good time to have because you have been successful at this in the past, therefore you'll continue to be successful. Not true. We all have to continue on developing and evolving into our state of mind, our character, our individuality, and our overall representation of the self. I'm not perfect, you know, but for so long I would tell myself that I can't do something. I can't do this. I can't do that. I have hindrance. I have the hindered ability to not be able to complete this task. And people would try to support me, they would try to uplift me, but they would never really just say nothing about the subject. They would never just let it be at rest. You know, it's like it was the center topic of the focus of the question. Can I do this the correct way? And then people would be like, of course you can. You do that correct all the time. Oh, you're always doing this correct. And then before you know it, it always went to losing the battle because I would fall back into the same routine that I was in for the last 2 or 3 years. Falling back into the same expectations, the same formation of self is not good. So many times if we present ourselves as we did in the past, people build up a reputation about that person based upon what they have presented from the past. So what you're getting at is that Support. What is support? Some people turn to alcohol. Some people turn to smoking cigarettes. Some people turn to smoking marijuana. Some people turn to other drugs. Some people turn to these things as a crutch. You know, to say, oh, it helps me. Oh, you know, it gets me through the day. It gets me through reality. My crutch is broadcasting. It's also my hobby. It's also my work profession. You know, it's a full encircling, you know, presentation. The overall concept of what I is that I do. I try to support myself. Because we may not be getting the support that we need from other people. The support we get from other people is only short-lived. It's only good for the time that you're around those people. You know, you never know what they're saying behind your back. You never know what they're saying to you or what they're actually thinking about you So the only person that can really support you is yourself if you want to become an individual and successful person. But also, there's another person. Learned about in this book I've been reading called You Can Live in Paradise on Earth. And it says that man needs woman. Woman needs man. The head of man is the head of the head of the household is man. Relationship is man. The head of man is Christ. And the head of Christ is God. That's the line, you know. It goes woman, man, Jesus, God. You know, those are the importance of people in our lives. Some people in this society want to say, no, we need women because they're so supportive and so kind and so helpful. But really, I'm going to have to disagree, and I may lose some listeners based upon my next series of statements. But women are supposed to be nurturing and helping and supposed to be these type of people that lift us up. So often we find these women are self-seeking power from the man, trying to take over and be a more dominant person in the world, a more dominant influence. I don't know who I'm voting for in the next election, you know, whether it be, you know, Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, whoever wins the races. I don't know. But you have to think to yourself, what type of support do women give that aren't of, you know, people that you relate to? You know, people that aren't, say you don't have a wife. You know, how do women support you then? Say you do have a wife. How does she support you? How does the incorporation of having these support systems with women affect you? They say a man without a woman is nothing. He's not anything until he loves. So do we all need the support of a woman if we are all men, but we are all, you know, accomplishing nothing without the strength and power of a woman by our side? That may be very true. Because God made man and he made woman. He made woman for man. If man has no woman, then man is simply nothing. He's a lost wanderer. He's a lone ranger, lone wolf. Lost out at sea. It goes vice versa too. You know, women, a woman cannot survive without a man. They need a man in their life to take care of things, take care of them. People need support with one another. And this goes, for instance, with the story of spelling. My teacher didn't tell me I got all these answers wrong. She let me think that it was correct. It wasn't until I got back home until I figured out that I got them all wrong. And then I became the worst speller in history. Simply because I did not have the support and faith and confidence from people in my life telling me that I would be successful at spelling and it would all work its way out in the end. And eventually there was spell check, there was Google, there was all these things to check your spelling. And it gives you the support that you needed. Something that just said, nope, it's like this. Did you mean this? Spell it better next time. You didn't need to go through all these different techniques of learning how to spell a word. But having the correct support system will get you far in this life. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Joe Wilmot. This has been an episode of Reality called Support.